All right, let's focus on things that matter right now. There was a recent cabinet shuffle, the Liberal government deciding they're going to shift some things around to try and get things moving here. And that affects a number of different industries. I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of years ago, the feds outlined a nearly $650 million plan to save the declining Pacific salmon. It was a five-year program touted as the, quote, largest and most transformative salmon investment in history. Well, let's fast forward a couple of years and see where we're at with that. Karen Wriston, Executive Director with Living Ocean Society, kind enough to join me. Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
Well, let's speak to this, because anytime there's a cabinet shuffle, there's some eyebrows that get raised. What are your early returns on this?
Well, I'm hopeful that Minister Le Boutillier can pick up the reins quickly. She has a great deal to learn about the BC industry that's affecting wild salmon, which is, of course, the salmon aquaculture industry.
Could you describe where we're at right now? I mean, obviously, we think of the environment. We think of salmon stocks, an area that are at historic lows. Can you maybe shine some light on this?
Yes. Well, Minister Murray had started the job of removing the salmon farms in order to protect wild salmon. And the early results from that appear to be good. That's to say, the outgoing fish this year, the Fraser salmon, as they were outmigrating, were extremely abundant and very healthy looking. So we have some early indications that this was definitely the right move to save wild salmon. The returns this year so far of adults, it's quite early on, so we can't really say what effect this may have had on actual returns as yet.
You know, one of the challenges that we've always had to face in certain parts of this country are overfishing, both commercial and recreational. Obviously, it helps the declining of the salmon population. Do you feel that there is right now sustainable fishing practices, or do you feel that this is something that needs to be addressed by the new minister?
Well, commercial fishing has been severely curtailed in order to protect the wild salmon. So I don't think overfishing is our issue right now. DFO does have a longstanding deficit when it comes to enforcement and monitoring. So, yeah, there are things the new minister is going to have to address on that end. But the urgent and more important one, I think, is the removal of the rest of those salmon farms.
Do you see that happening? Like, do you feel like this is something that could happen in the next year, or do you think this is going to be a slower moving process?
Well, the government promised 2025, so we've got two more years to work on this. And I think it can happen, yes. The industry has known since 2019 that they were going to have to either move on land or develop some kind of completely closed containment in the ocean, but that doesn't exist commercially, so moving onto land is really their only option.
So a couple of years ago, I think it was December of 2021, the feds announced the phase out of 19 open net pen fish farms. And that was up, if memory serves me correct, around Campbell River, somewhere on the island. And the problem at that time was the migrations and making this transformation. Do you feel that in the last couple of years that was a catalyst? Do you think that was enough, or do you truly see the need to get rid of all of them?
Oh, I truly see the need to get rid of all of them. The removal of the farms you're speaking of in the Discovery Islands area near Campbell River was really effective at helping the juvenile salmon when they're very young. They've just entered the ocean from the Fraser River and they're swimming through on their way to the open ocean. They're very small and easily affected by the lice and disease pathogens coming off the farms. Now, with the Discovery Islands cleared and most of the Broughton cleared, they get a fighting chance to get bigger and more resilient. But they still have to run a gauntlet of farms up by Port Hardy. That's just the Fraser salmon we're talking about. All along the west coast of Vancouver Island, where there are fish farms, fish populations have just plummeted, the same as the Fraser.
You know, Karen, we had somebody just text in a question that I think, you know, it's a really interesting question. They said, how did COVID affect your stocks? Because obviously there was a lot of, I mean, I think of the ferries and how many people were laid off or, you know, didn't come back with the COVID protocols. Was this industry particularly affected?
I don't believe that COVID was the effect. The closures in the commercial salmon fishery were happening already before COVID in response to the declining populations of fish.
That's a quick question. That's a quick answer to the question. I guess when people, you know, aren't overfishing and they're not taking things into their own hands, would that be maybe reprieve that this that you needed? Because obviously you had to get these stocks. There's this 5-year plan that's going on, but you did have a shift in the way that people were doing business on a number of fronts. You didn't see any trickle down effect from that?
To be honest, I don't think that effect has been monitored, so I couldn't responsibly say what effect it has had. Logically, one can assume fewer people were going out sport fishing. But as I say, the commercial fishing was already being regulated for the protection of salmon.
So when I see cabinet shuffle, I think of, you know, are promises going to be kept? Is that a concern for you right now? Like you said right now that you're in the midst of a pretty significant contribution from the government. But the reality is now that there's a shift, do you expect any policy changes? Are you alarmed by anything? Or do you feel that it's just business as usual?
Well, I can tell you that I am looking very intently at the website of the government to see that mandate letter posted for the new fisheries minister. And I do expect that it's going to continue to contain the promise that was first made in 2019 that the farms would be removed by 2025. It's always a worry when cabinet is shuffled and you have to begin working with a new minister and bring her up to speed. And, you know, our new minister is from the Gaspé. There's no reason why she would be particularly well acquainted with the issues out here. So we do have our work cut out for us, but I believe that we can bring the minister up to speed and help her with her mandate to remove the farms.
By 2025.
Sure hope so. Those fish can't wait any longer.
Well, you know, I say that with a, you know, I don't want to say tongue in cheek, but I just want to make sure that we understand this. This commitment had purpose. It wasn't just, you know, an obligatory 5-year plan. There was a reason that it needed to get done in a set amount of time, correct?
That's right. And the reason is many of the salmon stocks that we're trying to protect here are literally hovering on the brink of extinction. The recovery potential assessment that DFO has done said quite clearly, reduce all sources of anthropogenic harm to the maximum extent possible. And salmon farms are most definitely a source of anthropogenic harm.
Well, I appreciate your time on this, and I do hope that things continue, and I hope that they follow through on that commitment. And more than anything, thank you for the education on this morning. Thank you, Karen.
Thanks, Rob.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.